You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Onondaga County reports more than 1,200 confirmed flu cases this season by the State Health Department. That includes 270 cases the week ending January 28th. WAER's John Smith reports that people are still getting their flu shots.
County Medical Director Dr. Kwok Nguyen relies on information provided by the State Health Department. He says patients experiencing respiratory issues due to flu complications aren't as high as other parts of the state.
I think our ERs have been busy but not overwhelmed. The group that has been most affected by hospitalization has been the elderly folk group. So the largest group is from 65 and older. The second largest group is 54 to 64.
He explains that while most people contagious with the flu can stay at home, others may need to be triaged.
You have a difficult time breathing and you have asthma or you are pregnant and so on and so forth, or you are very young, like less than 2 years of age, or you have immunocompromised state, like treatment for cancer, HIV/AIDS. So certain people with severe symptoms should be seen and should be evaluated.
Governor Cuomo recently issued an executive order to allow pharmacists to give flu shots to kids age 2 and up.
99% of kids get it in their arm. There are a few kids age 3 that might get it in the thigh muscle.
That's Shannon Miller, manager of pharmacy services at Kinney Drugs. She says people are taking a preventative approach, and because of that, pharmacists are busier giving flu shots this year. She says families exposed to the flu can also get an antibiotic.
You can get Tamiflu prophylactically so that you don't hopefully get the flu if you know that you've been exposed. We do see that a lot in families. If, you know, one child or one parent gets the flu, then the rest of the family gets prophylactic Tamiflu.
Miller says the H3N2 strain of the flu is also making it a very busy flu season, and all the more reason to get a flu shot. John Smith, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.